Revelation chapter 11.
I was given a long measuring stick. It was like a rod. The angel said, "Get up, measure God's temple sanctuary and the altar, and count the people who are worshiping there. But don't measure the courtyard outside the temple sanctuary. Exclude it, because it is for non-Jews. They will trample the holy city for 42 months. I will give my two witnesses power. They will prophesy for 1,260 days, while they are dressed in sackcloth. These men are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand in the presence of the Lord of the earth. If any enemy wants to hurt them, a fire comes out of their mouth and burns them up. Any person who tries to hurt them will die like this. They have the authority to shut the sky. It won't rain while they are prophesying. They also have the authority to change all water into blood. They can strike the earth with any plague as often as they wish. When they finish giving their evidence, the wild animal that comes up from the bottomless pit will fight them, and he will defeat them. He will kill them. Their dead bodies will lie exposed in the streets of the great city. Spiritually, it is named Sodom and Egypt, where their Lord was nailed to the cross. They won't allow their bodies to be buried. People from every nation, tribe, language, and race will look at the bodies for 3.5 days. The people who live on earth will be very happy about this. They will have a party. They will exchange gifts because the two prophets died. They had made the people who live on earth suffer. But after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God will come into them. They will stand up. The people who will be watching them will become very afraid. Then the two prophets will hear a loud voice speaking to them from heaven, "Come up here." They will go up into heaven in a cloud. Their enemies will watch them. At that moment, there will be a great earthquake. 10% of the city will fall. 7,000 people will be killed in the earthquake. The other people will be frightened. They will give glory to the God of heaven. The second horror is gone. Listen, the third horror is coming soon. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet. There were loud voices in heaven. They said, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord God and of his Christ. He will rule forever and ever." The 24 elders were sitting on their thrones in the presence of God. They fell down on their faces and worshipped God. They said, "We thank you, Lord God, the all-powerful one, the one who is and the one who was. You have used your great power and have begun to rule. The people of the world were angry, but the time for you to punish them has come. The right time has come to judge people who have died, to give rewards to your servants, to the prophets, to the holy people, and to those who respect your name, the unimportant people and the important people, and to destroy those people who destroy the earth." God's temple sanctuary was opened in heaven. The holy chest which holds God's covenant appeared in his temple sanctuary. There were flashes of lightning, rumblings, thunder, an earthquake, and large hailstones.